He or she isn't going to be there, so we're good.
Okay, good. Beautiful sound, beautiful warmth in your voice. I would like to add a little bit more of kind of what I was doing with Nathan, actually, just a little more kind of cut in your voice, which you demonstrated in the last part. I think that was because it was coming with your increased intensity and emotion. Is that right?
Yeah, probably. Because you're talking about like the last verse, the last after
exactly.
The bridge.
Yeah, that's more the sound I would like to be kind of your default sound throughout the song. Okay. So let's just try a couple of things.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just do, this is going to be kind of, well, I can go back to the speech thing. Let's do a little bit, I'm going to try something a little different with you. Let's try just the D vowel, or D syllable,
uh-huh.
All right? When I hear you sing the E's, you've got everything working for you in terms of what I just described, okay?
Okay.
So let's just do the first part in that lower range. Do you sing soprano or alto?
I'm an alto, yeah.
Okay, all right.
Once upon a time, I was a soprano.
You were. Well, you probably still are. You just haven't found your...
Well, ever since I had my baby, I lost a lot of
range. That changes things.
So much range. Sure.
So, yeah, let's just try dee. We're not going to do the whole thing. I'll be okay. On this, but I want to just hear you do it. I want you to listen and feel the shape on the inside when you're doing it.
Okay.
In the beginning, on her line, just right on the line. Ready? Go. Okay, listen to this. It's like this. It's a little buzzier.
Okay. A little more forward.
Out here forward. Yes, on the teeth, right?
Okay.
Forget what's happening in the back. You know what? It's going to happen anyway.
Okay.
So you don't have to think about that. Go. Just a little more energetic and crisp and vibrant as well.
Okay.
Okay.
Sometimes it feels like the world is a mess. I don't belong. With glittery dresses and so many messages. What is what?
Sometimes I feel, in fact, now I'll give you a chance to just say those words for me, some of those words, sometimes. So.
Okay. Sometimes it feels like the world is a mess.
Yeah, you're almost there, but just before that, you were there with your singing voice, too.
Okay.
Good. Okay? All right? Try two lines now. Sometimes I feel like the world is a mess.
Sometimes it feels like the world is a mess. I don't belong.
Keep going.
With glittery dresses and so many messages, what is what?
Right, and I like your inflections. That's good. That's what I'd like to hear. That's why the speech thing, the brighter thing, will bring out those I don't know what to call them, just emphases there in the words. Okay.
Okay.
Glittery dresses. You could almost chuckle on it. You know. Glittery dresses.
I honestly really want to switch that to everyday dresses, personally.
Okay.
I do not like the glittery dresses.
Okay.
Do it. Do it.
That's
okay. That's all right. Okay.
Just I like glittery dresses.
Okay. So how would you say everyday? That's the reason, right?
Yeah.
All right. So everyday stresses. Say that for me.
Okay.
Just say it right now. Just that phrase.
Everyday stresses.
And say it like it's stressing you. Go.
With everyday stresses.
Yes. Okay. So that kind of articulation. I had more of a glottal stop, by the way, at the beginning of everyday stresses. Okay. All right. Good. All right. Now we're ready. Sing it again one more time. Just keeping that like you were going to speak it.
Sometimes it feels like the world is a mess. I don't belong with everyday.
some into it.
Okay. I think I started too loud too. And then I went, oh wait, I'm supposed to do half volume.
You're thinking about that, right. Yeah. Okay, try again. I gave you like five things.
Sometimes it feels like the world is a mess. I don't belong.
Good.
With every distresses and so many messages, what is what? I try to stand up, but I still fall.
Don't you just notice in your voice? Did you notice you cracked a little bit?
Yeah.
Okay, that's because you're changing the mix up there. And it's a good thing. You just have to live with it for a while. And then you will notice that it'll accommodate, you won't crack anymore if you do it enough time like that.
Okay, that's good to know, because that's another thing before my pregnancy, I didn't ever crack, but now I crack all the time.
You're definitely fear of it.
So that's comforting. Yeah. I just got to push through. No,
yeah, right, exactly. And you're right, the pregnancy does change women's voices, okay? So what do? You just, and part of it is just getting the muscles working again.
Yeah.
You
know? I think for me too, it's a little bit of acceptance, like, okay, this is my new voice, you just gotta keep moving forward, just kept waiting for it to just come back a bit.
Right, exactly. So, my wife's a singer, so she's been through all that, I know that.
Yeah.
So, So that was good. That was so much better. That was so much more natural, more real. I was actually hearing you, or feeling your pain, your emotion, whatever it is in there, okay?
Okay.
So that's how I would sing the first, and it kind of stays down there for most of the first four pages or something, you know? So just keep going, just practice that, let it come in and out. Then I remember one simple lesson that changed it all. Will you say that for me now?
Then I remember one simple lesson.
One simple lesson.
One simple lesson.
Then I remember one. You see the difference?
Then I remember one simple lesson.
There.
That changed it all. That changed it all.
Oh, that was better. I like that. Changed it all. So instead of changed it all, you're trying to follow the rhythms there. It doesn't make sense.
Okay. That changed it all.
Excellent. You coach well. That's good. Keep it going.
Thank you.
Then I remember. Ready, go.
Can you please hear me? Then I remember one simple lesson that changed it all.
Excellent.
Sean.
Okay. That's not a shine to me.
Sean. Do I need a little bit?
Yeah, there you go. Shine is
brighter.
Yeah.
A little brighter.
I talked about this, I think, the last workshop I did. Chiaroscuro, okay? The chiaroscuro is an Italian word, and the Italian teachers back in the 18th century used it all the time to find the ideal voice. And it has to have chiaro, which means bright in Italian, and scuro.
Scuro
is dark. Italian is a wonderful language because the words alliterate. Chiaro, scuro. And that's a word. That's actually a compound word in Italian. Chiaro, scuro. Okay? So you want that bright, dark sound. You want both the warmth and you want the brightness. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So this word, shine, to me, needs to glimmer more. Okay? Shine rather than shine.
Okay.
That's the scuro. This is the shine. Okay, so say it first.
Shine.
And go up higher. You have to play it.
Shine.
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 There we go. Shine. Forget the jaw thing and the choral thing. I want to see maybe some more teeth right there. Go.
Shine.
There we go. Now a little higher.
Shine.
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 There we go. That's got some brilliance in it, okay?
Okay.
All right? All right.
Yeah, it's got a little bit of A in it.
It does. You have to open that.
The challenge is is that we're all trained as choral singers.
Yes, yeah, I'm like, oh.
So, you have to put that aside. I have to remind myself that all the time when I sing solo. It's like, for sure, not singing in choir.
Yeah, you got
a different delivery.
You got to learn to be versatile, and you have to do what you have to do, what you know how to do when you're in choir, but it's the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, then with this is not a choir song, right? Okay. Shine. Go.
Shine.
Yeah.
Can I do it again?
Yeah.
And
the upper lip.
Shine.
There you go. So I see about
smile on it.
Yes. I see six teeth. Right.
Okay.
All right. Ready?
A six-tooth vowel.
Yeah. There you go.
Okay, let me try it.
All these new terms. It's a six-tooth
vowel. Shine.
Great start, and then you kind of lost it as you held it, maybe because you think of the word or whatever.
Yeah.
But I would sing right into the next part. Shine the way I.
Okay.
I heard the way you were.
Yeah, that's
good. Right. Ready? Here we go. Shine. So you can sing that very differently than all of this other legato stuff that you're singing before, okay?
Okay.
All right, ready?
From Shine again?
Wherever you want, right there.
Okay.
So far. Shine. So feel this. Shine through your nose.
Shine.
Yep, perfect. Do that again.
Shine.
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 Shine. Yeah. With the
do that one again. Ready?
Shine.
And start it and hold it. Go.
Shine.
Nice. That was the one.
Now you have.
It was a different spot.
You had the chiaroscuro that time. It was for that word. It was big chiaro, a little scuro. Okay?
Okay.
Which to me is appropriate for that part of the range of your voice in this song on that word.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, and have to remember the spot. Yeah, it's like a different spot than I'm used to singing in.
Right, right.
Which makes sense.
Okay, all right. It is. Everybody says that. I don't know how to tell you where that spot is because you have to feel it yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you go home, you kind of forget, and then it comes back. And all right, so you got to feel it that way, okay?
Okay.
Okay, let's try that shine. Can you try that? Do it again. Shine through your nose. Go.
Shine.
But they kind of go like, ha, 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 those kinds of things. And it's It tunes, it actually fine tunes physically the diaphragm. There are isometric kinds of things where your abs and your diaphragm press against each other. Okay. So it's like strengthening the diaphragm again. When it gets strong, then when any muscle gets strong, it's more flexible.
Okay.
You can control it better.
Yeah, I would love that. Yeah. I know that's something.
And I find that
really
if you practice that in the middle of the grocery store, it's even more effective.
Yeah. You should hear Spencer do that in the car. On the way here, he's like, ha, 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 ha. And then Peter's like, ha, 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 ha.
Well, those are probably the best thing for endurance.
Yeah. Okay. I will leave you my email though, because I'd love to see the other two.